Listening Comprehension Practice Conversations Part 1
Number 1 What happened to you? I waited for you until 10:20.
I'm sorry, I was held up by the traffic. I must have arrived 8 minutes after you left.
Question: What time did the man arrive? Number 2. Is this the bookshelf you advertised?
Yes, it's our regular $13.99 bookshelf, on sale today for $9.90. These are the last two. If you can use them both, you can have the pair for $16.
Question: What's the present price of the bookshelf?
Number 3. The book I read yesterday says English is the second most commonly spoken language in the world. There are more than 400 million English speakers.
I know, but Chinese is spoken by nearly 2.5 times that number.
Question: How many people speak Chinese worldwide? Number 4. Excuse me, can you tell me what time the play will start?
I think it will start at 9:15.
Oh, it's only 8:45.
There is a coffee shop across the street. Why don't we wait there?
Question: How long will the two persons wait for the start of the play?
Number 5. This dress is beautiful. It costs $14, but I've got only $9.
I have $8, so I can lend you the rest.
Question: How much will the man lend the woman?
Number 6. I wonder if Terry will be here at 7:10. He is supposed to be. Everybody is waiting for him.
His daughter said he left at 6:20, so he should be here by 7 at least.
Question: What time is Terry supposed to be here? Number 7. I'll go to the Palace Museum this afternoon, and is it all right with you if I pick you up in 20 minutes?
Wonderful. That means you will be here at 3:10.
Question: What time was it when the conversation took place?
Number 8. You have a nice-looking computer. How much does it cost?
You know, as a student, I don't have much money, so I bought the second-hand computer for $450, saving $155.
Question: How much does this type of computer probably cost? Number 9. It seems you have a large number of students on your campus. Do you know the number of students in your institute?
Well, we had 1,600 students in 1996, and the institute had tripled its enrollment since then.
Question: How many students are there in the institute?
Number 10. How was your winter vacation?
It was great. The plane fare should be $530, but it was half the price for me. You know, I haven't finished school.
Question: How much did the girl pay for the plane fare?
Part 2. Number 1. Dr. Davis, good evening. My name is Susan Gray. I am with the local newspaper. Do you mind if I ask you some questions?
Not at all. Fire away.
Question: What is Susan Gray?
Number 2. Would you like to come out to have a drink, Mary?
Thank you, but could I let you know in a few minutes? I'm not sure if I could finish my work for today.
Question: Where does the conversation probably take place? Number 3. I have a headache. I keep coughing and sneezing at the office, and my throat hurts.
You should take some aspirin and go to bed early. I will cook something for you.
Question: What is the probable relationship between the two persons? Number 4. Do you think the travel agency will be open on Sunday? I want to get some information about a train trip across the Thailand.
You don't have to wait until Sunday. Right here in this office, the dean has maps, train schedules, and even a list of inexpensive hotels. They are for foreign students, you know.
Question: Where did the conversation probably take place?
Number 5. You should have finished the book before it was due.
I'm sorry. I was busy preparing the test these days, so I forgot.
Then you have to pay a huge fine.
Question: What's the relationship between the two speakers?
Number 6. Can I help you?
Yes, I'd like 4 30-cent stamps and 4 envelopes. How much are they?
That will be $15.50, please.
Question: Where are the man and woman? Number 7. Hello, miss. You are still working this late at night?
Yes. We keep one person on duty all the time. You never know when someone is going to check in or check out. Are you enjoying your stay?
Question: What's the probable relationship between the speakers? Number 8. Lily, I'd like you to book me 2 tickets on a flight to Los Angeles.
Okay, I think you'll want first-class seats.
That's right. And reserve a typewriter for me on board the airplane. I'd like to work during the flight.
Question. What's the probable relationship between the speakers? Number 9. Look, Terry, there is such a long line waiting here. We are so happy to have made our reservation 2 days ago.
There are always many people waiting. Let's look at the menu and begin to order the dish now.
Question. Where did this conversation most probably take place?
Number 10. Excuse me, madam. Could you change these traveler's checks for me, please?
I'm sorry, sir. We don't have this business here. Ours is only a sub-branch. You'll have to go to the city branch.
Question. Where did this conversation most probably take place?
Part 3. Number 1. Hi, Tim. Didn't John go to the gym to play badminton with you this morning?
Even if he hadn't a ton of housework to do, he would have preferred to stay home.
Question. What does the man imply about John? Number 2. I don't think you have work to do today. Would you like to go boating with us?
Thanks, but that's the last thing on earth I'd like to do.
Question. What does the man mean? Number 3. Have you seen Amelia around? We are supposed to play baseball, but we can't find her.
Well, don't worry. Her gloves are still on the couch.
Question. What does the man imply about Amelia? Number 4. Why do you want to go to the museum and get some inexpensive gifts?
You know, Daisy loves modern art, and the museum has prints that would make great gifts for her.
Question. What does the man mean? Number 5. Have you heard there is going to be an English literature exam next Tuesday?
Really? That's just what I need. Another test to study for.
Question. What does the man imply?
Number 6. Nicole is holding down 22 credits.
She'd better take it easy before she burns out.
Question. What does the man mean? Number 7. There is a birthday party in Laura's house this evening. How are you getting to the party?
I have no idea. Mind if I catch a lift?
It depends on how many people will take a lift.
Question. What does the woman mean? Number 8. I was told you got lost on your way to the conference at the hotel.
I don't know how I did it. I've been there hundreds of times.
You must be absent-minded.
Question. What does the man mean?
Number 9. I heard only one person got a perfect score on the term paper. I am sure it wasn't me.
But it was.
Question. What does the man mean? Number 10. Shall we drop by the post office again and see if there is any mail yet?
The post office again? It's only within half an hour again.
Question. What can be inferred from the woman's response?